Let's read the next excerpt.
Excerpt number 7. This is from Rabash. What is the herdsman of Abraham's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven and admits that empty space and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven.
Because before in that empty place, it seemed to him that there is some other control, all kinds of cases in this world, he himself, and so on. So, forcefully puts the Creator's control over this. The Creator did this to him.
This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks. Hence, when a person sees that he has descents, he should be careful not to escape from the campaign. Even though he sees that he is not progressing, rather, he must try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he begins to ascend does not mean that he returned to his previous degree. This would mean that he did nothing by his work, since he thinks that he is now ascending to his previous level. Rather, he must believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he raises different sparks, until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence.
This is the method.
So, from letter 14, second paragraph. By that you can understand the verse, come to Pharaoh. It is the holy divinity in disclosure from the words, and let the hair of the woman's head go loose, as it is written in the Zohar. The thing is that to the extent that the children of Israel thought that Egypt were enslaving them and impeding them from worshiping the Creator,
and not the Creator,
to that extent they truly were in the exile in Egypt. And the Redeemer's only work was to reveal to them that there was no other force involved here. That I, and not a messenger, for there is no other force but him. This was indeed the light of redemption, as explained in the Passover Haggadah. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, come to Pharaoh, meaning unite the truth, for the entire approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh. To disclose the holy divinity. This is why he said, for I have hardened his heart, etc., that I may place these signs of mine within him. In spirituality, there are no letters, as I've already elaborated on before. All the multiplication in spirituality relies on the letters that are sucked from the materiality of this world, as in the Creator of Darkness. There are no additions or novelties here, but the creation of darkness, the Merkava that is suited to disclose the light, that the light is good. It follows that the Creator himself hardened his heart. Why? Because I need letters. This is the meaning of that I may place these signs of mine within him, and that you may know that I am the Lord. Explanation: once the letters were accepted, meaning when you thoroughly keep the Hoaim for me, for my name, Then she will make her abundance and fill the letters. The qualities will become sfirot, since before the filling they are called qualities, and upon their fulfillment for the best, they are called sfirot.
And keep going.
Moving to excerpt number 8, this is from Rabash, How I Love Your Teaching. It is written, God has made it that he will be feared, that all the bad situation that we feel is only so that man will not remain in the state he is in. That is, unless a person rises on the degrees of the greatness of the Creator, he will not be able to overcome. And only when one feels the greatness of the Creator does his heart surrender. This is regarded as having to climb the degrees of fear of the Creator. It follows that these questions cause him to need the Creator to open his heart and eyes to be rewarded with the greatness of the Creator. Otherwise, he suffices for the fear of heaven he has acquired through his upbringing. But when the wicked one's question keeps coming to him, it is not enough for him, and he needs to constantly...
Come on. Number 9, from the writings of Rabash, the article Lishma and Lo Lishma. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal, he must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man and what man wants the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life, because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from a state where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now, what he sees, that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work and finds himself in a state between heaven and earth. Then man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help. But by himself, he is doomed. It was said about this, ye those who hope for the Lord will gain new strength. Meaning those people who hope for the Creator, this means that they who see that there's no force else who can help them regain strength each time. It follows that this descent is actually an ascent, meaning that this descent that they feel allows them to rise in degree, since there is no light without a kli. Number 10, from Shamati, article 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would ye have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty that it is so. Meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world in benevolence, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is benevolent. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the